This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Shahid Smarak Kshetra at Paschim Boragaon in Guwahati today, where he paid homage to the martyrs of the Assam movement. Mr. Modi will interact with 25 meritorious students of Assam as part of the Pariksha Pe Charcha program in Guwahati. The interaction will be held on a cruise on the Brahmaputra River, marking a unique setting for the Prime Minister's engagement with the students ahead of examinations. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a fertilizer plant worth 12,000 crore rupees at Namrup in Dibrugarh district. The project is aimed at strengthening fertilizer production and supporting agriculture growth in the region. Yesterday, Mr. Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. The Prime Minister also unveiled a statue of Bharat Ratna Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi at the entrance of the new terminal complex, paying tribute to the iconic leader and the first Chief Minister of Assam. Addressing the gathering during the inauguration, Mr. Modi said that Assam and the entire Northeast are emerging as a new gateway to India's development.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं। असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है। ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा। साथियों, आज असम और पूरा नॉर्थ ईस्ट भारत के विकास का नया प्रवेश द्वार बन रहा है। मल्टी मॉडल कनेक्टिविटी के संकल्प ने इस क्षेत्र की दिशा और इसकी दशा दोनों बदली है।
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. It added that the campaign usually begins with the victims receiving a message such as, "Hi, check this photo from a trusted contact." The message contains a link with a Facebook-style preview, which later leads to a verifying process via phone number. The ministry asked the citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. The Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the state government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure and over 1 lakh pollution under control certificates were issued in 3 days. The government conducted over 3,000 inspections, issued 12,000 challans and checked more than 16,000 vehicles. Bangladesh's Rapid Action Battalion, RAB, has said that no clear evidence of blasphemy has so far emerged in the lynching of a Hindu youth in Mehmansingh, even as it alleged that a factory floor manager handed him over to an enraged mob instead of alerting the police. The victim, 28-year-old Deepu Chandra Das, was a worker at Pioneer Knitwears BD Limited in Bhaluka Upazila. He was beaten to death by a mob on Thursday night in Jamirdia over alleged blasphemy. His body was later tied to a tree and set on fire, triggering widespread outrage. At a press briefing yesterday, RAB Director Naimul Hassan said that 10 people have been arrested in connection with the killing, including factory floor manager Alamgir Hussain and quality manager Miraz Hussain Akon. Under the Fit India initiative of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the first anniversary of the Sundays on Cycles campaign was observed today in Puducherry. A cycle rally of youths and students led by Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, was flagged off by Puducherry Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan and Chief Minister N. Rangasamy. In the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, Pakistan were 141-2 in 20.2 overs against India in the final match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.